Grace, do, and peace in the name of our newly born Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 years ago tonight, as we gathered here in this sanctuary for worship to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus, my youngest daughter was, if you remember, in Thailand. She had gone there, as you might recall, to teach for the year. And though she was in a country that is considered to be about 1% Christian, the Christmas spirit was alive and well in Thailand. The malls were full of decorations and trees and lights, and even the songs of the season sung in English, no less. In fact, other than not having a place to go and worship for Christmas Eve, much of her Christmas experience in Thailand had all of the trappings of a Hallmark Christmas special. Minus the snow, of course, and a handsome young man working at the tree farm. But other than that, Thailand had Christmas. So how is it in a country where Jesus is an unknown figure, could they recognize and celebrate Christmas? Perhaps because the holiday of Christmas is no longer the celebration of the birth of the Christ child. Christmas has become something else, something more, and something less than it once was. It's become a secular holiday, recognized the world over as a time of nostalgia, time for family and friends. Time to remember and practice traditions. A time to give and express love. A time to recognize the common humanity that we all share. And a time for some unique and seasonal music. In fact, in many parts of the world, in fact, even a lot of places here in the United States, the birth of Jesus Christ is somewhat incidental to the entire holiday experience. But that's not how it should be. And that's not how we should let it be. And thus, it's important for us, the church, to put Christ back into Christmas. You know, we've all heard people talk about putting the Christ back into Xmas. We really need to just be putting Christ back into the celebration of Christmas. Because the truth be told, in most aspects and celebrations of Christmas, he really is nowhere to be found, even among many folks who call themselves Christians. But how do we do that? How do we look past the trees and the lights and the decorations and the gifts and such to get back to the origin and the essence of Christmas? How do we put Christ back at the center of the Christmas holiday and back at the center of the Christmas celebrations? And not just at the center of the word Christmas. I think we do it by going back to the beginning. In the movie Rocky III, dating myself a bit, While Rocky Balboa was preparing to defend his title, I think we have here, against the up-and-coming challenger and bully Clubber Lang, Rocky's coach, Mickey, said to him, "You can't win, Rock. This guy will kill you to death inside of 3 rounds. This guy is a wrecking machine, and he's hungry. You ain't been hungry since you won that belt. The worst thing happened to you that can happen to any fighter, you got civilized." And sure enough, Rocky got beat. You see, Rocky lost the eye of the tiger. He lost that edge. And the only way for him to get it back, according to Apollo Creed, his former nemesis, was for Rocky to go back to the beginning. And I believe that same thing is true for us concerning Christmas. The only way that we're going to get past and over and through all of the fluff, the decorations, and the trees, and the lights, and the gifts, and so on, in order to celebrate the birth of Jesus, is to go back to the beginning. Back to the manger. And back to the message of the angels. We have to get back to the simple story of Jesus and his birth before all the fluff was added in. A little more than 2,000 years ago, in a small Judean town called Bethlehem, which translated simply means house of bread, the bread of life, Jesus, the Son of God, was born into this world. He came to give life, to give everlasting life to all who believe in him as the Savior sent from God. He said these words concerning himself, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." That's why the angels were overjoyed to tell the shepherds about the birth of Jesus. You know why the shepherds were so overjoyed to go to Bethlehem and see Jesus? The messianic promises of their past and the hope for their future, they were all realized in the birth of Jesus. The angels were so excited, they burst into song. The shepherds were so excited that they hurried to Bethlehem to see this thing. And once they had seen Jesus, they spread the word that had been told them concerning him. And all of this excitement, it all took place without any of the fluff of Christmas. You see, this excitement existed for one reason, only. Because Jesus, the Son of God, the one who is Christ the Lord, had been born. I'm not against the fluff. I'm not. I love it, actually. I love the traditions. I love the trees and the trimmings and such. I get into all of it. They are wonderful extras to help us mark and to celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus. But if all we see and if all we celebrate are the traditional embellishments of Christmas, then we're going to miss the true essence of Christmas, which is the message of Jesus, born into this world so that he could die on a cross and that he could be raised from his grave, that we would be forgiven of our sins by God in heaven. He became the bread of life, which gives life everlasting by overcoming the cross and the grave. All of which could only take place because he humbled himself to be born into this sinful world. You know, I'm pretty sure that all of us here love Christmas. I mean, most folks do. It's a magical, wonderful holiday and season of the year. But take away the songs and the lights and the gifts, the trees and such. And for most people in the world, you would have just taken away their Christmas. But not for us. For the trees and the trimmings and the traditions are not what we celebrate or why we celebrate. We celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus. We celebrate the incarnation and the realization of God's plan of salvation. We celebrate the forgiveness and the life that this child of God brings us. We celebrate the good news of great joy that is for all people, that through the birth of Jesus, a Savior has been born for us, who is Christ the Lord. I pray that you will all have a very blessed and joyful Christmas as you celebrate and as you remember the nativity of Jesus. Glory to God in the highest. Amen.